Hard Truth by Nevada Barr. Jiminy Christmas. Heath resisted the call of stronger language out of respect for her aunt's southern sensibilities. Cross them or fold them or something. Don't just leave them laying there like a couple of dead carp. Heath looked away from her legs. Though they were tidily covered in denim trousers, and to all intents and purposes looked like the legs of any seated, trim 41-year-old woman, she couldn't bear the sight of them.
"How about I pretzel them?"
Gwen said, turning from the campground's specially designed picnic table, where she was setting out a plate on the specially designed end so his specially designed wheelchair would roll under oh so specially.
"Why don't you get Wiley to do it? He's a highly trained helper."
Heath looked to where the dog lay under the table watching a mama mallard and her three late-season ducklings with an evil glint in his eyes.
Wiley's off duty. Wiley's always off duty.
Heath leaned over, her belly pressed against the wheelchair's safety belt, an indignity the doctors had promised she could forego when she got used to her altered circumstances and quit pitching face forward every time she leaned too far. With hands as angry and curved as talons, she grabbed her right ankle and jerked upward. She could feel the leg in her hands, but not her hands on her leg. Heath set her ankle on the opposite knee, like stacking firewood, and wondered if she'd cut off her circulation or done any other damage to her insensate lower half. At least the plastic tubes were gone. The modern-day Frankensteins who had reworked her lower half had cheerfully told her that regaining control of her bowels and bladder was a positive sign. She tried to be grateful for this small...